On our program today, we are going to be talking about the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, also going to be talking about, one of your committees, I guess Jennifer Hansen's here. Good to have you in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And one of the committees chaired by Kelly Molitor.
Hi, Jim. Thanks.
Which is the Downtown Boone Committee, which I've been describing to people as a committee that was basically our Main Street group that worked on the initial application, said, we're not done. We did not get our Main Street designation, but we're going to try again.
Yep.
And so you've been working on this. We visited before, again, right before the assessment. And so the big thing is, I know we got tree planting to talk about, but you do have the written assessment. You've received that.
Yes, we have. It was like 60 pages long. It's a lot.
Is there going to be a quiz on this?
Yes. Okay. Next week.
Next week. Committee members kind of reviewing, taking a look at it. What are you doing with it right now?
Yep. We all have it in our hands and we're taking a look at it. And at our next meeting, we're going to kind of go through it. But the big takeaway and what they said in their presentation was just put some trees down there. So that's where we're starting.
Good
first,
start.
First bullet point there.
Yeah.
And I will say too that assessment itself, if anybody wants to read it themselves, it's actually on the chamber website. There's a tab for Downtown Boone, and if you scroll down towards the bottom of that, it talks about the assessment, and it actually links to.
Got the link right there, so they can take a look at it and see what's in there.
Yeah.
And one of the things. So we'll talk about the trees because the council did say. Good luck. Go ahead. One of the ways to start was, again, just an initial start in your downtown was their suggestion, plant some trees, because we've had trees that have been removed, and we still have a few stumps around out there. Tell us a little bit about, Eric, how this all started coming together.
So we had been thinking as a committee about what we could do to enhance our application for Main Street in 2024. And since trees were the primary recommendation of the assessment, we thought that was a good place to start. We were lucky enough to connect with Eric. He owns Freedom Tree Care. He has a lot of experience working with trees in urban settings up in Rochester. That's where he's from and done a lot of work up there. So he had a lot of expertise to bring down to us. As far as what kind of trees do well in urban environments, what ones are going to withstand the salt and, you know, all of the traffic and cars and doors and people, and have a really solid root structure that goes down and doesn't really interfere with things. So we were lucky to connect with him, and he's donated all of his time for consulting with us for this project. So that's been really great and something we can add to our application too, that we have people willing to volunteer their time for this effort to beautify and revitalize our downtown.
Okay. And I know that's one of the things, too. People say, well, we had trees, but they grew too big and things like that. Because people are at the time, we didn't have the expertise or take a look at what kind of trees should they be and how big are they going to grow. And a lot of people tend to forget that when they're planting a tree, like, is there a power line above me or something like that? And again, these are things that he has that expertise. He looks at those things.
Yep.
And in fact, Eric was actually a new member for the chamber just this last year. And when he came into the office and was talking about his business again, he had just, like what Kelly had mentioned, he had moved to Boone within that year and was looking at, he had established his business there, bringing it to Boone. And so he just wanted to get more connected and to be able to really be a part of that business referral program that we have. And so, but in talking with him and really kind of getting to know him and how he really does his business and how he looks at these trees, he's, you know, it's more than just, you know, I'm going to come and, you know, help maintain trees for you, or I'm going to, you know, cut down or trim or what have you. I mean, he really looks at each and every tree and the science behind and kind of how it all fits in the grand scheme of things. And so when Kelly and the committee decided to take on this project, you know, on one hand, it was kind of a no-brainer for that assessment team to say, you know, here's a real easy one to do. But I really wanted to make sure we did it right. And so he was actually one that I knew to call, at least to get his guidance and counsel on it. And we were just, I was just so blessed to be able to call him and for him to be able to just really just jump on and be willing to really just go this whole thing with us.
I think one of the things that Corey Henson actually raised the question, well, it looks like you got several of them planted close together. Then he explained they're different sizes and they grow different ways and stuff. So again, those are things, I don't know, it looks, there's a tree.
Right. And him being a certified arborist, like he just has the expertise to know that.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. Tree planting will be coming up. You're going to be doing this. People will see work going on downtown. We've got some stumps that need to be removed and things like that. And I think one of the other things that the council had wanted to look at, and I think he's got some ideas or thoughts about it, but some of the trees that are still downtown are, you know, what happens with those? Do we keep those? Or do we look at replacing them at some point? Are they too big? Can we do any work with them? And I know that's probably next step down the road, taking a look at those.
Yep. Right now, we're not doing anything with the existing trees that are there. They will stay. Eric's taken a look at them. There was one tree that did come down by the bookshop last week. That one hasn't been doing well. The city decided to take it down, and Eric had looked at it and said it might have a couple years of life left in it, but it was on its way out. Okay. So that one came down, so we can put a new tree there as well.
So we're talking a couple, more than, almost 30.
Yep.
Almost 30 trees, mm-hmm.
Yep.
That you're looking at. And one of the other parts of this is we need to raise some money. We need some people to help support the effort. And that's what part of Main Street is. It's not just the city, it's not just the businesses, it's you got to have a collaboration working on this.
That's right.
So we're doing some fundraising for this too.
Yeah, and in fact right now there are a number of flyers around downtown and around the community that you can see that QR code and you can certainly read up on more information on it and what have you. Also on the Chamber website as well, there's an in that Downtown Boom page, there's a place to donate. And basically, yep, we're looking at, there's basically two phases to this project. That first phase is the trees themselves, not just the physical tree, but also then his maintenance for the next 3 years. So it was really important to us, and in the city for that matter, to know that it's not just a matter of putting the trees in the ground and washing our hands of it. Eric and the team will really be able to maintain those trees and make sure that they're growing in the right way. And the roots mm-hmm. are going down, the trunk is going up, and what have you. And that it's really being shaped and just that foundation is done well. So for the next 3 years, plus the maintenance right now mm-hmm. of putting the trees in. That is phase one. And then phase two is our grates that are going to go on all the trees downtown and really just kind of beautify the area as well as protect the tree mm-hmm. itself and keeping mulch down.
And I know we have some people that have different thoughts about that, how it's going to be, where and things like that. But those will cost.
Yeah.
I mean, the people need to... Not all the, well, we do have possibility of grants to cover the cost of some of the trees, but really it's going to be the maintenance of those and keeping them going and going in the right direction.
Right. And we are applying actually for two grants right now. One through is the DNR that we'll actually hear about this week. We should hear back from them. And then another one with Alliant. And so we are also actively looking for additional grants that are out there. So we certainly want to make sure that, the trees and beautifying downtown districts is something that a lot of different communities are doing, and so there's a lot of different opportunities for funding for these things, and so we want to be able to tap into that as well as just allowing the community to really help us and come along with us in these projects.
Okay. I think that and people need to understand planting a tree in the fall is the time to plant a tree.
yes.
So, if we would have waited much longer, you would have been looking at a whole nother year.
Right. And this is something that we really wanted to do before our Main Street application. It will really help to feed that and, help give us a little more validity as to why they should choose us.
Mm-hmm.
For the fundraising, too, it's really important to know that Main Street looks at not just the dollars that are invested in our projects, but also the number of people that invest in our projects. That was one of the things that we kind of got dinged on our last application. We met the fundraising goal, but we only did it with a handful of larger businesses in the city. They said, that's not what we want. We want you to show 2,000 people giving $5 each. That would be better than one business giving
$2,000. They want to see the community support there.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. They want to see that. And we really hope that people giving even $5 to this project will help them feel like they have a little piece of ownership and make them a little bit connected, a little more connected to our downtown and our community and each other.
I was going to say a perfect example. And again, I know it's one of the communities you went to in Jefferson this week hosted the RVTV. Just throwing that one in there for the game. But again, community support going ahead with it. That takes some public funding, takes some private funding, a lot of private funding, and again, the community participation. That's always the bottom. That's what they look at.
For yes. So,
yeah, I think it's important, too. I think we had a conversation just yesterday where we were talking to somebody about how these smaller donations from individuals, from the community, you know, we want to make sure people understand that it's, you know, certainly your money is going to go towards this, you know, earmarked towards this project. And yet, though, this project is going to, we're going to leverage this project into a larger program. So getting Main Street and really being able to bolster our resume and bringing that designation to Boone is going to really just open up a huge pipeline of talent and resources. And so, you know, this type of project we're not just planting trees. We really are setting the stage for a larger
plan. We want to go further. And again, for folks that are wondering, how come the chamber's talking about it? Because Main Street is chamber related.
Absolutely.
It is.
And it's funny because, you know, chambers and Main Street organizations throughout the state, let alone throughout the country, really all look different. And chambers and Main Street to me actually is a crystallized version of what a good chamber does. So again, you talked about the private and the public partnership, yeah, and downtown revitalization, events and just having that sense of community, and all of those things are just pieces of what good chambers do. And so that being said, Main Street, if you want to think of it, it's a really just a fantastic chamber opportunity for our downtown district to really focus in on that hyperlocal network. And then what my job then too is to take those principles and really exercise that throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it is an effort that we want to focus in on our downtown district, on those retailers, and really be able to just revitalize the heart of Boone. And yet, though, know that as a chamber professional, I'm working to do that throughout the region.
Mm-hmm. And I know in the meetings that you've had, I mean, you had the one meeting before the assessment and stuff, you had a lot of people that just wanted to come and be a part. And that is part of that community participation, individuals being a part of it and supporting the effort, whether it be $5 or $10.
Absolutely.
Talk about some other chamber-related things. You had one of your coffees this week.
Yeah, Coffee and Connections this last week. Speaking of our county, we had Sean Bryant come and speak, and really it was a great conversation with him about all – just not, first of all, of course, he kind of shared his background and kind of how he got to where he's at. It's just his years and years of service, both in the military as well as in the police force. And really how he's been able to really use his background, working with people, working with the community, and then certainly coming into contact with many of the issues that the county supervisors deal with, and then really kind of getting to the ground level and talking to the people that those issues affect. And so it was great to hear from him and talk through a few of those issues that they're working on right now. So, you know, it was great to see a number of different people that usually haven't joined us in the past too. So it was neat to see a great conversation with Sean.
And that does generate a lot of discussion after the fact. I know he did his presentation, and there was a lot of, well, tell me about this, or what about?
Yeah, a lot of popcorn. So popcorn conversation.
Yeah,
so we talked about everything from gravel roads to the possibility or the opportunity to have a county manager versus additional county supervisors. That was a lot of discussion around while Mm-hmm. Other counties of our size have, they may not have a county manager, but they do have additional county supervisors. And so currently right now, with only three, which Boone has had, it's difficult for them to really talk about what's going on and talk about the issues without having that, because they have to have public forum at that point. And there's quorums once two of them are discussing.
That's a long time issue.
right. And so, you know, is this an opportunity to either look at expanding that and have additional representatives on that supervisory board or have a mm-hmm. manager where, you know, in our case, like Bill Scare will, you know, be kind of that connector between the elected officials as well as the heads of the department and somebody who is there, you know, 8 to 5 or what have you to, mm-hmm. you know, to
like
to help
at the city level. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So, again, we had that. So what other things do you have coming up?
Oh my goodness. We actually have a big fall and Christmas season coming up. And so we are scheduling our fall ag breakfast. That'll be coming up. October 20th also is our annual meeting, and so we'll actually have Mr. Reynolds Kramer coming to actually speak with our at our annual meeting. The 27th is the downtown trunk or treat as well, and so as I said, then in November will be the ag breakfast, and so that will be something that we really want to promote and get the word out. And then we just usher right in to Christmas, and so Small Business Saturday and the holiday open house and a lot of other things that we're working on for that.
Your small Story Street shops on Story.
On Story is coming up this weekend, so that'll be something definitely to check out and see whether it's a really great program. Of course, this is similar to what they did last year. This is their second year in a row doing that one, and VIP tickets actually I believe are now sold out. And so it's going to be just a great opportunity to check out the different stores that we have downtown, meet those store owners, and be able to be engaged with what's going on downtown.
So, yeah, that's I know they're pretty – it's interesting because they just, let's have this, and, yeah, people, come on down and see us because here we are.
Yeah, they're really focused on doing some great events that focus on our downtown. And, you know, speaking of the Main Street effort, they've really, you know, done well to come alongside the steering committee and us here at the chamber. You know, I came into my role just since March. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, they had about a year or so under their belt by that point. And so getting to know them and getting to know, again, that's a really hyper-local network of retailers. So there's so many different things that they can talk about and really kind of help each other out with. And so it's really neat to see that and come alongside them and help support what they're doing.
One of our regular busy, I don't know how busy they'll be today. Kelly does it too, but it's the farmer's market.
Yep, farmer's market.
Since
today.
Locating back on Story, that it's been, outside of the real hot day that we had to call it off, but
yeah,
it's been busy.
Story Street has been a great, great location for us. We have a lot more foot traffic than we've ever had at our markets before. So we are grateful to have our market there. We have our third Thursday coming up on the 21st. We're actually going to pair that with the celebration for the trees. Since we're doing the planting on the 18th, we want to invite everybody to come down on the 21st. We'll have music. We're going to do some other fun things.
We're going to hug a tree.
We are
Everyone
all going to hug
tree
trees.
And hugs it.
Yes, gently.
They'll be
They're little.
Yeah,
gently.
They'll be
gently. Little trees. Gently hug a tree.
Please
blow them kisses.
Again, back to the tree planting. Again, it's going to be on the 18th. Fundraising for this, and again,
it's Kelly's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an ongoing effort. There are ways to do it. You've got the flyers out. You've got the QR code on it. And if they just go online to the chamber website.
Absolutely. Or, I mean, you can even just send the chamber, you know, just make note in the memo or make a note to say that that is for the trees and or, you know.
Downtown trees.
Yep, downtown trees. Absolutely.
And drop it off at the chamber office if you
Correct.
Wish to be support. If you want to find out more about what's going on specifically, obviously, I know people will be glad to talk to them about it. A lot of the committee members have spent a lot of time on really taking a look at what's going on and what are some of the, again, easier first step. I'm calling it an easier first step to really start building that resume that you want to work on.
Yep.
So keep working on it.
Main Street's taking root. so we can.
There you go.
Yes, we're taking root and bone.
Yeah. Again, those are that's going to be going on. So you're going to hear more about that, but help support the effort. And we know that, again, part of this will go towards maintenance of these over a three-year period. Some of the funds will go towards acquiring grading for it, again, to have that in around the base of the trees and things like that, protect them there. So got to start somewhere, and this is where we're going to start. So we'll go for it. I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know what's going on. Chamber related, always check the Chamber website or Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Keep everybody updated on what's happening there. Kelly, have a good turnout for your farmer's market today.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And we'll get some trees planted here.
Absolutely.
On the 18th, folks, it's a Monday, I know, but that's when it's going to be. You'll see work going on downtown before they get to that point, though. Got to get all the sites prepared.